This is Dr. Schneer dictating a 6-minute walk test on Deborah Bean. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 10-3-23, Mrs. Bean performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 431 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 95%, period, at the end of the study. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 10-3-23, Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 269 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 93%, period. Paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Crickson, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-N. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-3-23, Mr. Crickson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 375 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 96%, period. Of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. This goes to Debbie Varner, FNP. On 10-3-23, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the voice holding capacity was normal. There was no significant airway obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a worse effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-23-23, there's been improvement, period. A paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Celeste Gosselin. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 10-3-23, Mrs. Gosselin performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 439 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation at the end of the study was 91%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post, 6-minute walk test on Donna Stein. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 10-3-23, Mrs. Stein performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 99%, period. Patient walked 375 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 97%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 10-3-23, Mrs. Kirby performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/4/23. There's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Stevens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 10-3-23, Mrs. Stevens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 3/28/23. There's been a minimal deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing mild deterioration. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Reed. This goes to Goshen Medical on 10/3/2023. Mrs. Reed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/28/2023. There's been minimal deterioration in the post-bronchodilator study, period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing mild deterioration. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogadino on 10/3/2023. Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airway obstruction nor bronchoreactivity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 1/24/2023. There's been improvement, period. In paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 10/3/2023, Mr. Lacko performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. Ratio of FEV 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient still with a moderate degree of airway obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/23/2022, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Ellen Stroupler, S-T-R-U-P-P-L-E-R. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 10/3/2023, Mrs. Stroupler performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airway obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/11/2022, there's been no change, period. In paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda McNeil. This goes to Dr. McGinley. On 10/3/2023, Mrs. McNeil performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. The ratio of FEV 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/21/2023, there's been improvement, period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement, period. Thank you.